This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. On a May evening in 1962, Marilyn Monroe sang her famous Happy Birthday, Mr. President to John F. Kennedy. Introducing Monroe, who missed her cue to arrive on stage, was Kennedy's brother-in-law, the English actor Peter Lawford.
Mr. President, the late Marilyn Monroe.
Jack Kennedy introduced his sister Patricia to Peter Lawford, and the couple were married in 1954. 1 year later, they had their first child, Christopher, who would grow up surrounded by the elite of Washington and Hollywood. Christopher Kennedy Lawford has just published a memoir about his experience at the intersection of politics and film. It's called Symptoms of Withdrawal. He came to our studios recently to talk about his battle with drug addiction, life as a Lawford and a Kennedy, and his parents, Peter and Patricia.
My parents. The funny thing, they were both 30 when they met, which was kind of old. My mom was very willful, very independent. My dad was more of a beach guy. You know, there were people hanging around my house. There was like, you know, Frank Sinatra came around. He was my sister Victoria's godfather, and he would show up, you know, once a week with these very inappropriate presents for a four-year-old. I mean, I spent a lot of time as a kid running around some pretty cool places, the Sands, you know, in Vegas and the Beverly Hills.
Because your father was a member of the Rat Pack.
My dad was a member of the Rat Pack, yeah, and they used to do a show up there at the Sands, Frank, my father, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, and Joey Bishop. And I was 5 years old, and I walked on a set, and I saw my father dressed up as a cowboy. And I thought, how do I do that for the rest of my life?
Did you adore him?
Yeah. My dad was like, had the heart of a kid. He got a really big life and a very complicated life. And it's hard to manage that kind of stuff sometimes, especially if all you really want to do is surf. My dad and I, you know, did a lot of nonsense together in the 70s. I came out here when I was 20 and spent time with him, and it was a different time. And, you know, we got high together. So my dad didn't have a whole lot of skills in the parenting department, you know.
And your mother, what was she like?
My mom was strong, independent, formidable. She was the one who taught me how to play football. You know, she was tough, my mom.
So when did you realize what exactly you were born into? Basically, American royalty. You've got the Kennedys on one side, Hollywood on the other. When did you realize, oh my gosh, this is what I'm part of?
You know, my family was the only family I knew. It was a big, crazy, wonderful family that had its good and its bad. And it was, the only difference really was that it seemed that a lot of people were paying attention to what we were doing, you know. The major point in my life where I realized there was something different about my family was the day my uncle, President Kennedy, was killed. And it was because of the enormity of that situation in people's lives that their attention on my family and, by association, me, was much more profound than it ever had been.
Did you feel enormous pressure to follow in your famous family's footsteps to become a senator or the president or a big movie star?
I think, like any family, you know, what you know is what you aspire to. And I saw these men in my life, my uncles and my father, who had achieved greatly in their fields and were adored for it. And that is something that's very attractive. My father never pushed me in the, you know, I think also he understood better than anybody, having been a child actor, that the acting business is a nightmare. It's a grind, and it's tough, and it's unforgiving, and you have it, and if you're lucky enough to get it, you lose it, and then you spend the rest of your life trying to get it back. And so I don't think he ever wanted me to go in that. With my uncle's side of the family, my mom's side of the family, there was always an ethic towards public service and trying to aspire to make a difference the way they made a difference.
Did you ever try? I mean, did you ever try to go down that road?
It was never a path suited to me. I remember going, I spent some time in Washington working for my Uncle Teddy and the United States Senate, and I say, you know, if making a movie is like watching paint dry, watching a bill go through the legislative process is like watching paint dry in slow motion. It's like, I felt claustrophobic and in need of air most of the time I was in Washington.
Much of this book is about your descent into drug abuse. What happened to spark your involvement in drugs and hardcore drugs like heroin?
Well, 1969, basically the year after my Uncle Bobby was killed, so some of my friends had found LSD, and they would get together on the weekends and take this stuff, and they kept trying to get me to do it. And I knew something told me that I shouldn't do it. There was something inside of me that told me I shouldn't do it. One day I was walking down a road in Westchester County. It was a fall day, and they asked me again, and I said yes. It was that simple. I just said yes. And from the moment I did that, for the next 17 years, the only thing that mattered to me was where I was going to get my next drink or my next drug. Now, I was a functional drug addict together, but it was my primary purpose was to get out of here, to find oblivion. It took me, 17 years to get sober, basically, and not till I was 30 years old.
So, looking back on this, was it a good life? Was it something you regret?
No. All of that experience, all of that pain got me to where I am today, so that there are no regrets.
I wonder, though, you talk about this wealth, power, and fame you were born with. Do you feel in any way that you squandered that?
I don't know. My father died at 60 of alcoholism. And my kids have never seen me drunk or stoned, which is, a miracle. My kids have had a much more ordinary life, and yet they still get the benefit of being proud of where they come from. Have I squandered my life? I don't think so.
The book is called Symptoms of Withdrawal. We've been speaking with Christopher Kennedy Laufer. Thanks for coming in and joining us.
Thank you so much.